time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Nick Tatton with the Kiwanis Club here in our area. They do so many great things for the kids in our community, and one of the best ones is getting ready to come up on September 17th. It is Kids Day in the Park. You know, so many great things to give away. They'll have food, drinks, ice cream, all kinds of fun things for the kids to get out and do. And this is one of probably their funnest things that they get to do all year because, let's be honest, down deep, all the Kiwanis are really kids at heart, too. Nick, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the air and a chance to chat about a great community event.
And this one, like, you guys do fundraisers throughout the entire year. Of course, you do the radio auction. You do the rubber duck race. I mean, am I leaving any out?
Well, those are the big fundraisers, Dave. And then, you know, Kiwanis uses that money to reinvest back into children's charities in the community. And one of the big events every year is Kids Day in the Park, free Kids Day in the Park for all kids 12 and under. The traditional date is the third Saturday of September, so that's coming up next week on the 17th. And, you know, if you're 12 or under and you're in the Castle Country area, come on by for, you mentioned it, all the, you know, free hot dogs and free ice cream and free sodas and games and prizes and bounce houses and all kinds of fun.
Now, and the way, you know, you always kind of describe it to me is you guys do a lot for, you know, Kiwanis is really Kiwanis Kids Charities. That's really the full name of it, is it not?
Yeah, Price Kiwanis is children's charity, and our focus is kids 12 and under. We do some things with some older kids, you know, scholarships and some of the sports teams and things like that to help them out, but children's charity, you bet.
And so, yeah, you guys do as you said, you do sports teams, you do scholarships. Is it the spelling bee or the history bee?
Oh, we do them both. The history fair, the spelling bees, the science fair. We support all those, and locally, Kiwanis tries to have a big presence in education and improving, you know, opportunities for kids as they get older. And you know, one of our big fun things was this year was actually this was the 100th year of Price Kiwanis. So kind of a cool year in that regard as well.
And as you said, this is probably one of the funnest ones that you guys get to get out there and do. So let's kind of run down how things are going to go on September 17th up there at Washington Park. What time do you guys, now it starts, is it 10?
Yeah, so Kids Day is from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And you know, we'll be there a little early setting up, and as kids arrive, they can register and for prizes. There'll be a bunch of prizes, and they can register and put their name in the drawing for which prize they want to try to win. And, you know, sometimes older kids want to win a bigger bike and younger kids want to win a smaller bike or, you know, things like that. But we have a bunch of great prizes, and everybody can hang out and have, you know, fun with the activities and the free food. And probably just before the end time, right in about the 1:30 range, is when we'll do all the drawings for all the prizes. And really, that'll kind of wrap it up. But free Kids Day in the Park for all kids.
So that's the great thing is, you know, there are going to be some very happy kids. I mean, every kid should be happy when Kids Day is over. But there are going to be some that are maybe a little happier than others. You guys give, is it mostly bikes that you give away? What other kinds of things do you give away?
You know, we give away a lot of bikes. Those are always real popular, of course. We do, you know, things like basketball backboards and skateboards and, you know, some of the smaller little trikes and things like that. So footballs and basketballs and really a lot of things to promote activity and, you know, getting outdoors and having some fresh air and, you know, and, you know, in that regard, maybe health of the kids and things like that.
So the great thing about this is just show up and get ready to have fun on September 17th at Washington Park. Starts at 10 and runs until about 2 o'clock. That's all you got to do. I mean, that's when you're a kid, that's enough, right? Just show up and have fun.
Show up and have fun, and that's it. Yeah, you bet.
All right, so we've got the Kids Day coming up on September 17th. That's the one that's straight ahead of us. But then after that one, I mean, I know we've been pushing 100-degree temperatures this whole week, but what's up next for the Kiwanis?
Well, you know, after Kids Day is over, Kiwanis will move into preparing for the end of the year, and the big thing there is Sub for Santa. Kiwanis does quite a large Sub for Santa effort in the community, so we're real proud of that. And, I would also say that, if there's anybody listening that is interested in being a part of helping out with Kids Day, we can always use a little help. And, Sub for Santa is always a big project, a lot of work to do there, shopping and wrapping and delivering and things like that. So not just the activities and the benefit to the kids, but anybody that's interested in being involved in giving back to the community a little bit, it's a great way to be involved and support your community.
And I guess the other main thing would be, what if somebody wants to become a member of Kiwanis? What do they need to do?
Really, it's not much of an effort. Just show up and say, I'd like to be a part of the group. And, technically there's a little application you fill out and you put on file and, kind of signs you up for the newsletter and things like that. But just contact any of the Kiwanis members or myself, and we'll get you set up with swinging by and hanging out with us and having a sandwich and coming to one of the meetings and learning what's going on and help you get involved with as little or as much as you might be comfortable with.
All right, Mr. Nick Tatton, talking about Kiwanis Kids Day coming up September 17th, 10 a.m. in Washington Park. It's going to be a great day, lots of fun. Head on up there and just enjoy yourself for the day. Nick, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks again for having me on air, and always a pleasure to talk with you, Dave.
Anytime, my friend, anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.